and everyone in the end ought to work on their primitivism, even in the most urban of settings. And a big organization finds the major problem, the individuals, but it should be the individuals to find the main problem in big organizations. And we either consider the million of ways we ought to deal with technological modernity, or just simply return to our own nature. And the misconception is that there is one culture imposing itself over another, while in fact it is a technological diffusion. And the trauma that is so generalized on a global scale is far more acute on a local natural scale. And it requires a lot of human complexity to dismantle the institutional complexity and become simple again. And in our non-collaborative spirit, the rewilding will already occur, starting with our own nature. And above all is the cry of a desperate nature we ought to be able to console, if not avenge. And it isn't a question of healing us, but a question of trying to keep sane in order to heal others. And the more we build on automation, the more we dismantle our humanity. And when humans learn their lesson exaggerating on one side, they rush to learn another lesson exaggerating the opposite. And in our wilderness, we are most soft, but once provoked, flames erupt from the whole of us. And all we will have to learn again is what we have discarded from thousands of years living with nature. And a big contradiction is that a big organization thrives by promising a freedom that only a small organization can guarantee. And most importantly, after we destroy a system, we shouldn't replace it with any other system than self-sufficiency. And the nature as intended by the bourgeoisie is in the end but the killer of wilderness. And the main characteristic of a media-dominated society is to bring us too much backward or too much forward. And to ensure the existence of rules, society has squeezed us close to one another so as we cannot live without them. And the idea we ought to contribute to society is the faith it's even blaspheme to criticize. And to attack the dogmas of the official groups, one cannot but constitute dogmas for guerrilla groups. And anything that is regulated is gloom, yet anything that escapes regulation is life. And with all its labeling of people according to their past traumas, presently society is unable to see people foreseeing the future. And given there is technology to determine our life, we cannot but tackle this technology, using it to create our own autonomy within it. And as soon as a system becomes dependent of the infrastructure of another system, the latter will die and the former will have to recreate this infrastructure within itself. And we can only get enriched either by a life before industrialization or against it. And our real disease is not what science has forecasted, but it is the scientific forecast itself. And society uneducate our natural instincts to then use us and throw us in the trash. Sociology in the end is but the study of man being altered within whatever technological appliance, and our nature refuses the commodity society prompt us into, and the only way to live is to break through it occasionally or permanently. And the more we interconnect, the more we erase one another to come to the same level. And our non-adaptation to the system may be in fact a symptom that the latter is going against nature. And the more pervasive is a political system, the more altered become its subjects. And the beginning of a fully intelligent automation will coincide with the end of humanity. And we either accept the system narcotic to accept the system, or develop an alternative for us to face it. And we are too bothered against one another to realize that it is the system that has squeezed us against each other. And the initiative against the current the system channels us in is our only salvation. And the need for state control gives us a lot of warranties, but only one certainty: more enslavement. And the bars of our cage are the social infrastructures. And even pursuing our freedom, fully complying to the law, will come to a dead end. And our pedagogic effort should all be aimed to bring humanity back to nature. And only by exposing ourselves to different climaxes we can truly grow. More than a desert, the bourgeoisie creates a vast dead sea all around him. And populism in the end is just a strong medicine we try to take in order to solve a disease only the lack of politics can solve. And it is not nationalism or socialism the issues, but a centralization that turns autonomous peripheries into fully dependent entities. And we shouldn't care too much about our artificial resources, right? Because if they finish, we can start using our natural ones. And technology is most devastating where it can unfold itself, yet still natural burials can hinder it. And society in the end doesn't work because too much of its resources goes in supporting the center rather than the individuals and its surroundings. And we ought to respect everyone as human beings, in so much their decadence doesn't start to affect us. And those good persons who are attacked by bad persons have all the rights to be bad with them. And society in the long run will never give us any freedom, but rather we will have to take from it. And in the construction of its exponential beehive, society also build its own destruction. And the very science that made us rise also predicted our downfall, and all it can do now is to painfully decelerate it. And socialism increases by decreasing the potential of each individual, and that's why we have to go against it. And if previously our physically implemented society were draining our bodies, our intelligent implemented society are draining the soul. And pressure per se is not a problem. The problem is that we have no way to exhaust it but through mechanical or electric acceleration. And there is no constructive technology, but a technology that destroys the products of the previous technology to then rebuild its own. As an advantage of the replacing of old values with new values is the creation of a new consumerist. And in a bourgeoisie environment, we have to comply so that everything can be fine. And as soon as we start to follow our intuition and manifest the nature deriving from it, things will start precipitating. And by excluding humans from nature, environmentalism becomes an enemy of humanism. And the right equation is that the more the system works, the less its people work at the human level.